Well, hello, Pink Wheel Nuts listeners. This is the Fey Driver, and we are podcasting on a budget today. I have no good mic, so you're going to have to listen to me in this format. In fact, let me just warn you, the audio quality will be going downhill from here on in as we take rides in the Pride 48 shuttle. So I've actually just snuck away from my husband, and I'm off washing the Pride 48 shuttle because I didn't really tell you my little secret, but I've been quite excited about going to Pride 48 Las Vegas. So we are bringing the Pride 48 shuttle from our home in Vancouver down to Las Vegas. So this is my first little travel log. I'm going to be coming to you incessantly. It's going to be like fucking Napod Pomo for Pride 48. I'm going to talk every 10 minutes, every day for 10 minutes from now on. Oh, no, I promise I won't do that. Anyway, I'm rambling on. So, okay, here's what's happening. We've left Vancouver. We're in the Pride 48 shuttle. We're driving down the Oregon coast. Me, the Fey driver, my partner, Mr. Anderson, and Max the dog. We are all driving in this Pride 48 shuttle jalopy together. And we're making our way down to Lake Tahoe currently for the first leg of the trip. So I thought I should jump in and tell you just what's going on. And I know people are sick of hearing about the Pride 48 and stuff like that, some people who aren't able to come. But I think I'm just going to have to soldier on, and I really want to blog about my feelings about Pride 48. And I'm going to be recording conversations with people in the car. So, you know, it's going to be a Pride 48 onslaught. So, but we'll all be doing it. It's going to be as bad as Napod Pomo. The content's going to come pouring out. Oh, I hate all that content. So anyway, where am I now? Crescent City, Oregon? Oregon. And we are stopped for the day in our travel. So I've washed the Pride 48 shuttle because it got all dirty in the fog, and I just know it's going to get rained on again, but what can you do? Plus, there's been a dog in this fucking thing. Do you know what it's like to travel with a dog, people? I love my dog, but he's just like another kid. I got two kids to corral around. So anyway, I'm on my way to return back to the hotel, so let's go, shall we? So I have to put you down. I'm going to put you in a... Oh, turn that air conditioning off. We don't want that. I'm going to put you over here in the corner. My apologies. You just sit there while we drive back to the hotel. It's actually... You know, it's been very foggy and moist all the way down the coast, down the Oregon coast, as it was to be expected. And then we get to Crescent City. We're quite close to the California border, I'm pretty sure. And it's now nice and warm. We were having temperatures in the 12s and 10s, 10 degrees Celsius, which is really nice for traveling in. And now it's climbing up 15 degrees, I see. And the sun's come out, poking out from behind the dark clouds. Someone has to explain to me how your fuel works. Your gas is getting more expensive as we go south. I'm hoping when we hit California that the car-friendly state of California will have better gas prices. That was $4.45 for the high test. That's highway robbery. It does seem like a lot though, doesn't it? I mean, come on. I mean, we'll pay $6, but this is the United States of America. Didn't you kill Osama bin Laden? Why are your gas prices so high?
And none of, you know, this is the other difference is, in the Canadas, back in the old world, the old country, if a price is a price at one gas station, it's the same price everywhere. But here, your prices are all different. Every provider has a different price for gas. I don't understand. How can this be? Don't you... Is what's going on? So what's your regulation system like? I'm so confused by America. You know, I haven't seen very many cops either. That strikes me as odd. I do notice people are in a damn hurry, though. Driving the interstate was very interesting, too, and I think I'll talk about that on my live show on Pride 48, which is Sunday. I believe it's 12 noon. I gotta check my schedule. I'll get back to you on that one. Oh, there's the kids washing cars. Oh, I could have let 15 10-year-olds wash the Pride 48 shuttle. They could each take an 8-foot panel of the bus. What would they charge me for that? $1 a kid, 15, 20 bucks. Huh. Cost me $4 to wash this old bus. Which is not bad. But I can do it at home for like $2. I could do it for less than, I could do it for $3 at home. Well, I guess this is it. Thank you for checking in with me. I'll have more stories later about how annoying my husband is. Oh, and my parking place was stolen. Damn. My two favorites. Oh, man. Okay, that's it.